Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 2, 1806. Philosopher Lewis. As winter wears on, the Corps have settled into a routine of hunting, trying to trade with the Indians, making salt, and making moccasins and clothing for the trip home. Captain Lewis writes about some of the games the Indians play to pass the time.
Not any occurrence today of notice, but all are pleased that 1 month of the time that binds us to Fort Clatsop and which separates us from our friends has now elapsed. One of the games of amusement and risk of the Indians of this neighborhood, like that of the Shoshones, consists of hiding in the hand some small article about the size of a bean. This they throw from one hand to the others with great dexterity, accompanying their operations with a particular song which seems to have been adapted to the game. When the individual who holds the piece has amused himself sufficiently by exchanging it from one hand to the other, he holds out his hands for his competitors to guess which hand contains the piece. If they hit on the hand which contains the piece, they win the wager, otherwise lose. The individual who holds the piece is a kind of banker, and plays, for the time being, against all the others in the room. When he has lost all the property which he has to venture, or thinks proper at any time, he transfers the piece to some other, who then also becomes the banker. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 2, 1806.
The captains had written of this hand game before, though other nations played between teams rather than individuals. These hand games are played today with great enthusiasm by many Indian nations, and they gamble different kinds of property when they play. Another game these coastal Indians played consisted of rolling a small ball between two stakes placed very close together. It, too, is a gambling game. Captain Lewis remarked that he didn't understand the rules, as he did not understand the language very well. Tomorrow, Druyer kills more elk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.